Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. William Dunkelberg is the chief economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com. Also, your own website, Bill, where they can find the survey, your Small Business Optimism Index, is available at NFIB.com. It's also at smallbus.org, right, Bill?
Right. Thanks for the plug. We appreciate that.
Smallbus.org. That's Bill's website where you can find the survey. He's also graciously allows us to post it on our website, which we're happy to do. And of course, you know, I report on it on in a lot of different ways in my own work all the time. Hey, Bill, one of the things we talked in the first segment about appealing to the nature of our better angels, and that's a quote from President Lincoln in one of his inaugural addresses. I think the first one. And you know, we need to be reminded by our leadership that they believe in us. And right now, that's not happening. And President Obama doesn't understand. I know he's pulling his hair out. He can't figure out why all the things that he thinks he's doing so well is not growing the economy. But then he turns around and allows one of the instruments of his administration, the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, to basically drop a Marxist edict on Boeing, and think that that's not going to upset small business owners to believe that the government is preventing Boeing from building from starting a factory. A brand new, fresh greenfield factory in South Carolina. Tell us about this, Bill.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. You know, Boeing built a beautiful plant to build more of those Dreamliners, which they have a lot of orders for and need to be able
this
to
This is
crank
extra
out.
Capacity. It's extra capacity.
Yeah, extra capacity.
This isn't taking any job away from anybody.
Right, and so he built a plant there in South Carolina. And then the NLRB comes along and says, you know what, you can't use that plant because building that plant was your method of intimidating the union back in Washington, you know, that sometimes gives you trouble and interrupts your production schedule because they go on strike for some reason. And that was it. And they said, so since this is building a $2 billion plant is your way of intimidating labor and keeping people from joining unions. Well, you know, that's such an outrage. And it's really an outrage that the NLRB would pass this injunction, if you will, with using two people that haven't even been approved by Congress. Well, an appointment of a former SEIU attorney
Union?
As the seventh member of NLRB, and mm-hmm. an appointment of a guy who's the chief lawyer for the NLRB. Who hasn't been approved by Congress either, probably can't be. So mm-hmm. these two guys are the swing that caused this to happen. So only 7% of the private sector is even unionized. So right. Obama's established a tyranny of these handful of private sector unionists. They can run the economy. Those union guys visit him every week. Remember we saw from ABC
right.
not too long ago that half of his top officials, Obama's officials, cabinet members, had not even heard directly from him in the first 2 years. So he talks to the union guys every week. He doesn't talk to the cabinet members at all. And that's the kind of government that we've got.
Well, I have to be honest with you, folks. This thing with Boeing, that trickles down to when small business owners hear that the government is trying to block, that the administration through the NLRB is trying to block Boeing from building a plant, a fresh new plant with all new jobs in South Carolina.
Thousands of them.
Thousands of new jobs. When the government is, when the administration, the Obama administration is trying to block that, that sends a message to small business owners. It does not make us want to take risks in America anymore. And yeah. And that's a message that he doesn't get.
Yeah, we just don't have, you know, one of the problems that we have is we have no faith that this government can take us in the right direction. And consequently, owners logically and consumers too are not willing to bet their money on the future when they don't see the kind of future that they would like to bet on.
And Bill, that message that they're sending is the opposite of the message that we need to be getting.
Exactly.
And
we
that's
need
the
inspiration and we get none.
And that's the reason why Bill's index is in the condition that it's in, the Small Business Optimism Index. Hey Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, take care.
I don't want to think about what we'd be like in America without Bill Dunkelberg looking out for small business. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.